Well, we didn't hear from anyone. That was it. That was pretty much it. Who've we got from Wing Defence?
We've got Sky from Wing Defence on the line right now as we speak.
Sky, are you there?
Yes, hello.
How are you, Sky?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How do you feel about being number 58? 57? Oh, God. Give me my sheet. Give me the sheet. I've not thought.
Thank you. Wrong one.
Here we go. We are
so organized.
You're in
all right.
Good hands.
We love the song. Tell us about it.
So Sea for Miles was written by myself, Benny, and Paige. And we just got together and wrote a song about coming out the other end of a bad point in your life, really. So yeah, it was good. It was a good time. It was good fun to write. Miles actually started the song with the drums, so he shot the drums through to us, and then we wrote the rest around his drum setup. So that was really cool. We've never done about that before.
Wow!
So great.
Is that hence the C4 Miles?
Yeah, sort of.
The Miles version of C4, or what are we?
Yeah,
what are
pretty
we,
much.
What are we looking at here with the name? Is it an explosive song?
Yeah, no, we were kind of playing with that whole idea of Miles as well as seeing for Miles, obviously. But, yeah.
Now, had someone already spoken to you today? I think you came in 68 as well, I believe it says here.
We did?
Yeah, I think so. Also at 68.
Oh, 68.
Yeah. Yeah. Did someone speak to you?
I don't think anyone spoke to you. It sounds like no one spoke to you, but you should be very happy that you've made two spots.
That's cool. Thank you.
Yeah, nice.
There you go. Sorry. I thought for a second I made a terrible mistake, but it just turns out no one bothered to call you. So that's all good. So you said that I've never heard of a song being written drums first. I'm sure it happened before. It happened just then.
Well, it happens in hip hop quite a lot with beats and stuff.
Yeah, it does.
Like that,
it does. But I've never heard it happen with that kind of music before. How do you usually write? So is it, you know, especially with COVID everything, is a lot of remote stuff. Everyone does their own parts and then it all comes together. What do you do?
Yeah, well, that's the only song we've done that way, drums first. But Benny, Paige and I are the songwriters, and so we all have our own different style of writing. But I think my style is just coming up with a guitar riff first and then kind of writing lyrics around that.
Yeah, amazing. So the riffs come first, the lyrics come later?
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, so what do you find the importance of lyrics being in a song?
What was that, sorry?
What do you find the importance of lyrics being in a song? Like, what do you use lyrics for?
The importance of lyrics?
Yeah, what kind of question is that, Elvin? What is the importance
the entire
of lyrics?
Song.
What do you use lyrics for?
I'm so sorry, Sky. What do you mean, what do you use lyrics for?
What do you use lyrics for?
You
like,
just
what
sing,
kind of
just
message
sing
are you?
The song. You've just heard it. What do you use lyrics for? To say words and sing them. I'm so sorry you've had to listen to this. Yeah, it's just drivel, Sky. I'm so sorry. We're going to move on. I'm just joking. Elvin, I'm just joking. You've hurt my feelings, Albert.
You've really hurt my feelings. And you too, Sky. You know, I thought we were having a great rapport, but no, never mind.
Anyway, thank you so much for being on the line, Sky. Congratulations on coming at number 57, C4 Miles,
no
Wing Defence. Great song.
Thanks, guys.
No appreciate stress. It.
Next up, to keep the ball rolling. I'm sorry, Elvin. I'm sorry if I went hard on you. But that was a strange question.
It makes sense to me.
So the question was, what do you use lyrics for?
Yeah. As in you personally, as a songwriter,
what
kind of message are you trying to send with your lyrics?
Okay. Okay, that sounds better. Because if you just ask someone...
Yeah, but I did say something like that as well before. And then I needed to clarify even more. So, you know, I need some work.
You de-clarified. You made it more ambivalent.
I haven't been media trained, Albert.
No, we know that. We actually figured that one out. That's all right, though.
Let's play some music.
You've got the Coldfield up next at number 56 off the album Hollows. What should we play? I reckon I'm going to play Into the Light.
Let's do it.
Because that looks like the song that I want to play.
That does look like a song that you want to play. Let's hear it.
93.7 FM, 3D Radio. My name's Alvin.
My name's Elvin.
This is the top 101.
The 101.
The 101. The top 100 plus one.
Not the top 100 plus one.
It's something.
101. It's the 101.
It's every single one of them. It's 101. It's okay. It's just, it's 101 songs. It's simple. Just get it into your head. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listener. Just think. It's really simple. 101 songs played in a row.
I didn't vote for them.
No one did. No one did. All right. Enjoy the song. Coldfield is the light. Godspeed.
Here it is.